episode 009 of Audio Boo podcast that is no name to it. This is my NPR voice, I guess. I don't know. I don't listen to NPR. I don't even know what that is. In fact, I don't. I don't really care either. Podcast episode. Want to apologize, but not so much, because all at the same time, I don't really give a fuck that I've been talking so much about Call of Duty recently, and this podcast is going to kind of be COD-centric as well. If you don't like it, there's a big fresh bag of baby dicks that you can eat on your way out, and fuck yourself. It's 5 minutes. Five precious fucking minutes of your day. My day. Fuck you. As people, you know, if you listen to Twinkie Beyond, and you have because you listen to this, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, you know that I have had, am going through, whatever, a Modern Warfare 2 addiction, but I've kicked it, like, over the past 2 months I've kind of kicked it. The problem was that if I wasn't playing it, I wanted to watch videos of people playing it, and the only thing that I got out of the game was frustration, because it's such a fucking frustrating game. There's so many things in the game that make it just unplayable, yet I kept going back to it. And over the past month or so, I just kind of stopped. Like, I didn't care anymore. I think it was the anticipation for CODBO, or his Twitter follower, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, Kuze pointed out, Blops, Black Ops, comes out tomorrow. I think the anticipation for that really just kind of extinguished the Modern Warfare fanfare. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm real hyped for CODBO, but yeah, I shelved my Modern Warfare 2. I officially shelved it last night, but the last game I played of it was Friday night. I had a few decent scoring games, but for the most part, they were not good because of the terrible mechanics that they kept in the game, like the noob tubes / pro pipes, which are grenade launchers, but not so much the grenade launchers, which, well, kind of, but that just paired up with a few perks in the game make them just the most destructive guns in the universe ever. So they don't have... That problem's not in CODBO, so that's a good thing. And I've been watching a bunch of videos of people playing CODBO, and it really just looks fantastic, and I can't wait. Amazon's supposed to ship it today, and it's supposed to arrive to me tomorrow, and I've been checking my Amazon order page frantically every, like, 5 minutes today to see if it's shipped, and I forgot to check for the last 2 hours or so that I was at work. It has a release day guarantee, so it should get to me tomorrow, which, actually, I have faith in Amazon /UPS getting it to our mailing facility, but the thing is that our mail department sometimes likes to not deliver stuff on the day that they get it, because I don't know why, but there's always that concern. If that happens, I'll have to buy the game and then play it, and then ship the one to, or and then the one that I get from Amazon return to GameStop, so that I can get my money back. Yeah, I can't wait to play. I have Wednesday off, so Tuesday night, tomorrow night, I'm going to play with some friends and a coworker. We're gonna play some multiplayer in some zombies mode. Now, you all know I hate zombies. I've said it on my Twitter. I've said it on a lot of things. I don't like zombies. I think it's a stupid phenomenon. It's dumb. It's just stupid. So, zombies mode, though, in Call of Duty World at War was fantastic, and I hope there's a lot like that. But yeah, I'm kind of, you know, this game, CODBO, is coming out, so, you know, even Rock Band's gonna have to take a backseat. It's Borderlands right now. I'm playing with the friends and coworker, and CODBO will be number one on my list, but probably will not be my game of the year. I'm thinking that's gonna go to Rock Band 3. Well, hoping that the game gets to me tomorrow, I'll let you know. twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. And TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. Gamertag TwinkieBeyond. Xbox Live. Do it.